have you thought of James Jones this couple practices?
James has done well. Seems to, he's kind of picked up where he left off. The adjustments, as far as the mental challenges have gone pretty smoothly. I thought he's practiced well the last 2 days.
Is that kind of what you expected? I mean, you've been around him for a lot of years. You expected you just kind of pick him up like that?
James is sharp, smart football player, and also, the fact that able to watch him play in the preseason. So, yeah, he's everything we thought he'd be.
Mike, how did Randall and some of your other guys coming off the injuries just go through the padded practice yesterday?
Did well. Today's a big day for the guys that are, fighting through some injuries. That's really the design of it. So, hopefully there'll be a lot of progress that's made today.
You anticipate Randall will play, though, Mike?
I anticipate he'll get better today. And I mean, he's practiced the last 2 days.
We asked him the same thing on Wednesday. Obviously, it's a long season. Is there any, and he kind of brushed it aside, but it's being such a long season, is there any thought that, let's look for over the long haul with him rather than putting him out there? I mean, he just kind of said, no, he didn't think like that, but you guys?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that goes into each and every player's, medical status. So that's something that we work on through the training room and so forth. So you always make smart, educated decisions and try to lower the risk as best you can. But, healthy players play.
Any hope for Morgan this week, Mike, or do you think it's going to be another week?
I think today will really help Morgan. So, I'm hoping that we make some progress there.
With headsets at NFL games, have you ever had issues in other venues with communication through those? I know that was an issue or a topic with the Patriots Steelers yesterday.
I think any time you compete in this league long enough, there's things that go wrong and you adjust. So, I mean, it's definitely not the first time it's happened in a game, and I'm sure it won't be the last.
How happy are you with the progress of your rookie corners through training camp and going into this first game?
Well, I mean, the training camp phase is over. I thought the rookies, obviously, battled. They're on our football team. They're part of the plan going into Chicago. So, I could probably better answer that as we start to play these games. But I think all of our rookies have really stepped up and, earned their position in the locker room, and we take our first step as a team Sunday.
Mike, do you expect special kind of energy in the Bears on Sunday because they've got a new coach, because this is a new beginning, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. I think anytime you have a new, new program, new coach, new system, there's obviously a new outlook. And so I definitely feel that'll be part of it, but it's this is a game that the fans love. There's always that type of energy, and we're going down to Soldier Field, the environment that's created there. This is their first home game, so it's opening day in the National Football League as far as the Sunday game. So yeah, I think it'll be I'm pretty confident there'll be a ton of energy come Sunday.
Going back to James Jones, Devontae was talking yesterday about how he's known him going back since high school. How much of a positive influence do you think having another veteran, especially one that he knows so well, can be for a young ascending receiver like that?
Well, I think anytime you have veterans that have been with you a long time, and James obviously was gone for the 1 year, it's a positive influence on all the younger players because now James has experience of being at two other organizations that he can share. So, and then the personal side of it, of Devontae and James knowing each other that long. So, yes, I think it's very positive, not only to the receiver room, but the whole locker room.
Aaron had a lot of MVP moments last year, but it seems to me one of them was one that was called back, the throw to Devontae at Chicago last year when he was getting undercut. What type of arm talent does it take to make a throw like that when you're getting undercut? And how impressive to you was that, even though it got called back?
Great play, great display of just his physical ability and his instincts to make that throw. So, I mean, Aaron's a special player, but he's obviously a very, very gifted athlete.
Coach, what's the day before a game or maybe the night before the game like for you, just feeling-wise, what's it like when you're at home or when you're in the hotel right before the game?
The night before the game in a hotel, I pretty much spend the afternoon working through my call sheet. That's something I've always done. Watch a lot of video, prepare just the final remarks for the team meeting. We actually switched the time. It's the Jordy Nelson rule. Jordy wanted to get more sleep Saturday night, so we're going to get more sleep as a team now. But it's a good rule. Then we have our team meeting, and frankly, I go to bed. I have young kids. I treasure the fact that I can go right to bed. So.
Does that mean an earlier curfew for you guys this year?
No, I think the curfew's the same. Yeah.
What do you think of Jared Allen, the outside linebacker?
Jared looks good. I mean, he looks lean. He looks like he's adjusted to his new role. I think his video has been very good in the preseason.
Thank you. Thanks.